The best way to understand and appreciate music, of course, is to hear it. Now, listen to three terrific pieces, imagined, composed, and played by Yi Jin Mi, with some help from her friends. Enjoy. One of your pieces that I really enjoyed has to be unique in the canon of modern music. Vinyl Road for Bassoon Strings and Plastic Bags. How do you write music for plastic bags?
I was part of this Earth Day concert, and I was looking for inspirations. And I went into Publix and saw so many plastic bags wasted. So basically, for 10 items, I was getting 10 plastic bags. And that was shocking for me, you know. So I thought, how can I recycle this? We have to recycle this and tell people there's so much plastic bags around. I decided to include that in my music. And I was just rubbing on the plastic bags, looking for many different ways to create sound, basically. And it's quite loud.
I think people will enjoy listening. Give me just a few words on Honey.
So that is my debut single as a pop singer. And I wanted to integrate some classical element, which is my root. So there is a repeated riff. So when people talk about riff, it's usually a very simple pattern that is repeating over and over again. And since Honey is about butterflies looking for honey in different flowers, basically, I wanted a loop to be a little more elongated and like flying around. So I had a cellist friend of mine recording it for me. And I added violin on it and minimal percussion. And yeah, there goes Honey.
Honey, you know that I think of you daily. Day to night until the morning. Can't really take you off my mind. You gave me butterflies. Fly like a butterfly. Blood on my heart, your sweat lies. And fly away like a butterfly. Butterflies. Do you wanna be my honey? Your honey, why don't you wanna be my honey? Then you flew away for more honey, honey.
last one to ask you about is Four Moons with Choreobots.
This was when I was at the New York Symphony, just starting this interdisciplinary, just exploring this interdisciplinary world. And one of the staff just came up to me and asked, do you want to play for a robot? Can you write something for a robot? And I was first thinking of this like humanoid kind of robot where it's just like dancing, because he just said dancing robot and I couldn't really find it. But then when I saw this robot, it's actually four round discs hanging on transparent lines. So it looks like it's floating. When I saw this robot, I was instantly inspired to write something about moons, because they look like moons. And as I said, narrative is very important for me. So I came up with the narrative where there is a girl who just found these four moons and starting to play around. So what I did was having some parts that can be repeated until the robot is ready. And yeah, that's how I came up with this piece for solo violin and some singing from my side. So singing is girl, and then violin is robot's movement of the moons. That was a really fun experience.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of New Thinking for a New World. I'm Alan Stoga, podcast host, and I look forward to your joining our next conversation. Remember, tell us what you think at telbergfoundation.org.